It's wedding season in India. And there are lavish ceremonies like this one every day around the country. But some of these weddings don't lead to happy ever after. Quite the opposite. A number of Indian brides have found themselves tricked into marriages with husbands who take their dowries and run. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi.
No one likes being jilted, but what about being jilted just after your wedding and robbed of most of your money? That's what's happened to thousands of women in India. They're victims of a scam. It's been going on for years, but social activists say it's getting worse.
This is the picture from the newspaper, and this is a group photograph of all the victims who are suffering same pain and same circumstances. And we are trying to get justice for these girls.
That's Daljeet Kaur. She's campaigning on the women's behalf. She says the people behind the scam belong to one of the more prosperous categories in Indian society. They're men who live and work overseas. Here's how it works. A man working in, say, the United States advertises for a bride in a newspaper back home in India. Non-resident Indians, or NRIs as they're called here, are considered a good catch because of their relatively high incomes. So the man's chances of finding a wife are good. But, says Balwant Singh Ramuwalia, a former Indian cabinet minister, the man has no intention of actually living with his new bride.
The primary reason the NRI husbands come to Punjab, not to choose a life companion, but because of money, because of lust, and greed has no limits. So they are greedy, they are full of lust, lusty people.
A bride's found, a wedding's arranged. The husband and his family then demand a dowry payment. Dowries are illegal in India, but the practice remains widespread. When a groom's considered well off, the bride's family is often expected to hand over big sums. Ramuwalia says the in-laws can be very demanding.
Furniture, sofas, television, brand new car of latest model and of high quality.
The scam is then completed. Shortly after the wedding, the newly enriched husband goes overseas again, abandoning his new wife. Daljeet Kaur says this racket is particularly common in the North Indian state of Punjab, which has a large number of workers overseas.
Every year, thousands of boys are coming to Punjab, and then after getting dowry and fulfilling their lust for the girl and spending 1 month, 2 months, and then they will disappear from the scene.
The scam has several variations. Sometimes the man's family will pretend to disown him after he's left. Daljeet Kaur says once they're abroad again, the men are often hard to trace and embassies in India don't help much.
In these cases, those embassies or high commissions usually tell us that our citizen don't want to disclose all his identifications or phone numbers or addresses.
Sometimes men come back for more, returning to defraud more women. And sometimes the men do take their wives overseas, and that's when the trouble starts.
We have not only the problems of wives being abandoned, but also wives in the United States who are sort of held hostage.
That's Peter Kestner, U.S. Consul General in New Delhi.
The passports are taken away. They can't function in society because they don't know the language. Their husbands keep them almost as slaves in some respects.
U.S. officials have launched an information campaign to highlight this aspect of the problem. Satwant Kaur lives these days in her parents' modest home in the Punjabi town of Patiala with her three-year-old daughter. This is not what she had in mind when she agreed to marry her husband, Sawan. He's a labourer in Italy. She was looking forward to a comfortable new life with him in Europe. When she met him and his relatives, she was impressed.
When I first saw them, I liked them. They promised that they would send me to Italy in 6 months.
It didn't last long. Satwan says her in-laws demanded the equivalent of $15,000 before the wedding. Her family paid up. However, after the wedding, the in-laws wanted more.
Their demands were so great. Most of the time, they were demands for cash. I couldn't give them as much as they wanted.
Her husband, Sawan, soon disappeared to Italy, leaving Satwant with his relatives.
They gave me food only once a day. When I asked for food, they demanded a television. Then my dad gave them a TV. Their demands increased.
They wanted another small fortune in cash and also a house. Satwant says they threatened to kill her unless she met their demands. In the end, she fled with her little girl. Balwant Singh Ramuwalia says some 15,000 brides in Punjab alone have suffered a similar fate.
Every step, they are being squeezed, blackmailed, subjected to cruelty, inhuman treatment. For NRA husbands are callous. I tell you, callous. That is why I am championing this movement.
His new movement is called For the Dignity of Our Daughters. The victims of the scam are not just women. The men also leave children behind. Ramuwalia says in Punjab, some 6,000 infants, including Satwant's daughter, have also been abandoned by their fathers, the product of these brief smash-and-grab marriages. His movement's calling for reforms, including laws compelling police to investigate complaints by jilted women within 24 hours, and also tightening the documentation of each marriage. As for the abandoned Satwant Kaur, she's turning the tables on her in-laws with some demands of her own. She wants her phony husband extradited from Italy so that he and his family can be prosecuted for fraud.
They put me through a lot, those people. Now I want to bring them to book, for my daughter's sake. I want justice.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
And Shivani Dagra contributed to that report.